following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, there's been a couple of Saturday nights in the last few weeks that I have definitely felt like a rock star. Yeah, getting like 35 minutes of sleep before you gotta go to work and you're still drunk when you wake up. Oh yeah, it's the life of a rock star, baby. But like the song says, you can't stop the rock. Hello! And welcome, everyone, to another episode, another installment, another edition. Call it what you will, it's still the Rockin' Comedy Show. And I am your host, Crazy
J. You are the leading asshole in the state.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said. Well, I do bring you the show each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox right here in Las Vegas, high atop on the 44th floor. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show Studios.
You've got mail.
Mail I do have. I have received a lot of email in the last week or so. You can email me if you would like. It's crazyj@comic.com.
Well, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
You can call me, too, if you would like. Our number here is...
I'm trying to use the phone!
Sorry. Well, you might have a little more of an easier time if you call the right number. 702-253-9333. Again, the number is 702-253-9333. Or you can visit me on MySpace. It's CrazyJ13. That's right, MySpace.com/CrazyJ13. On the show today, of course, lots of comedy, lots of rock. We mix it together and we get what we call the Rockin' Comedy Show. But today, however, you could say it's my most famous interview, one of the most talked about interviews I've ever done. I interviewed Stan Freberg, Tom Lehrer, big names, Weird Al, Dr. Demento. But none as famous as the interview that I did with comedian Craig Shoemaker.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Exactly. At the time that I did this interview, I really enjoyed Craig Shoemaker's comedy. I thought he was great. I thought he was funny. Then I did the interview and something went wrong. And I wasn't going to air this interview originally, but when people in the comedy world heard it, people at the Improv, they loved it, and they said, Jay, you would be a fool if you did not run this interview. And grant you, it has only aired a couple of times, and I thought it was gone and lost forever. And then just recently, I uncovered it. I was going to try and get to it on the last show, but we didn't have enough time. But it is definitely going to be on this show.
And
you'll
all be
quiet
with
that
show.
Yes, so we've got your request. We've got a couple of new things, I believe, and the interview with Craig Shoemaker. Along with that, hopefully a few of your phone calls. Again, the number here is 702-253-9333, 702-253-9333. So I think it's going to be all in all a really good show. So what do you say? Let's polka.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up if I cut my arm bleeding. Losing my mind, wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind, wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Nothing's alright, nothing is fine. I'm running and I'm crying. Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. I describe the fatal way to shake us. I just leave your teeth upon the table. Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. I describe the fatal way to shake us. Why'd you leave your keys upon the table?
I don't think you trusted my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels are
before, but it bears repeating now. Last night, she said, "Oh, baby, don't you feel so down?
Feel so down
when you turn me on?
Turn me on
when I feel left out." So I,
what you do?
Well, I turned around.
Right around.
Oh, baby, gonna be all right.
Be all right.
It was a great big lie.
Big old lie.
But I left that night. Yeah.
You better stop, girl. You better stop now. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. You better stop. You better stop, girl. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. What happened last night? You were so real and so much in love. What did I say to change your mind and give me the brush? You better stop, girl. You better stop now. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. You better stop now. You better stop, girl. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. I know you lie. You better stop, girl. You better stop now. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. You better stop. You better stop, girl. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down.
and Sue, this ain't gonna last too long. This ain't the losing show, and it damn sure ain't the Brady Bunch. We got a problem, don't you think you got an answer? Well, I think I have a hunch. If I give you my bottle of thunder,
comedy show with their song called Bottle of Thunder. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are just a few weeks away from Desert Fest. Here's The Clash.
Darling, you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine and next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me. You don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know, should I cool it or should I blow?
Should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and on our phone line, it's our favorite superhero. Speech Impediment Man, what is up, my friend?
What's happening?
How are things in Nashville?
Things are going great.
Let me guess. The speech manner is full of pimps and hoes.
Yeah, it is. There you go.
Did I say pimps? I think it would be bitches and hoes. Unless you're in, are you pimp, right? You pimp out?
We're getting ready for the test.
Oh, all the bitches and hoes? So how many are you bringing?
How many do you need? I've got enough for me.
So one?
One's enough.
Oh, I see you. Does she like Fritos?
Is she what?
Does she like Fritos?
Yeah, she loves Fritos. That's the number one thing when I first met her. I asked her.
Now, I'm not sure if the listening audience knows the story about you and the Fritos.
Well, refresh their memory, Jay.
Well, I was going to have you tell it, but I was going to tell you my story, because I just recently went to Scores here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, you know, lovely ladies.
I love it.
You know, Howard Stern always said, the ladies of Scores, beautiful ladies, right? So even here in Las Vegas, they're beautiful. Beautiful ladies.
That's right. The lady that scored, they're great.
And, you know, the club is beautiful. And, you know, we had a great time. My brother, you know, knows some people there. So we got in and we got some drinks and we got all this stuff. And he's laughing because, you know, we're sitting at this table and we're drinking some Red Bull and vodka. And we're sitting there drinking. And he's had one or two girls come up to him and he keeps telling them that he's there visiting a friend. And in that time, I've had like maybe 5, 6, 7 girls come up to me. And he's laughing, you know, because they're sitting on my lap. They're grinding into me. I'm not saying nothing. They haven't asked if I wanted to dance yet. This one girl sits on my lap. She's talking to me. She's, you know, rubbing my junk. She's talking to me. And she's like, so what do you do for a living? Now, I could have said I'm the host of the Rockin' Comedy Show. And, you know, things probably would have went really well, but instead I chose the I work at Star Trek route.
Yeah.
And I said, you'll laugh when I tell you, but I told her I worked at Star Trek, and she kind of laughed a little bit. And I said, you know, I'm an actor, which isn't too far off because I do a little acting in the show. And she was like,
it's true.
And she was like, oh. And I go, so see, you and I have something in common. She says, well, what do you mean? I go, well, like you're acting like you're interested in me right now, and all you really care about is my wallet. And she got him left.
That's it. I got some Fritos.
Right.
Are you reacted?
Yeah, so you actually got thrown out. Is that true? Because you gave a girl Fritos?
Yeah. I'm banned from another strip club.
That's the Golden Gulch, right? Down there on Fremont Street? So
those chicks don't have a sense of humor.
Well, not only did you give them Fritos, but you tipped them with Monopoly money.
This is true. Hey, we probably could have paid Blackwater 5 with Monopoly money. They'd never know.
Right.
Maybe they'll be at the Fed this year.
So
with the money we save, we could buy more Captain Morgan and Co.
Right, but see, I switch around. It's not always Captain and Coke for me. And although it is my drink of choice, I've discovered we had a great night the other night. We went out to this Mexican restaurant, me and my brother and my friend Alan, who you met, and we walked in and they're like, oh, it's a good night for you to be here. We're having a complimentary margarita shot taste tonight. So they give us this menu that has like 15, 16 different shots that they're going to be bringing around. And we get to sample all this free alcohol. We're drinking that. We're having a couple shots. We bought a couple pictures and awesome. They had some good drinks that I think we're going to be busting out at the fest.
Well, whatever you want to have, Jay, is fine with me.
As long as I share, right?
Yeah, just make sure there's some bitches there with big boobs.
Well, I'm a bitch and I have big tits.
Okay, Jay. I got to go now. Talk to you later.
Well, I'm excited about the fact. Right, real quick, we're going to be doing the show out there. We're going to have you as my co-host. We got a couple of contests. I was thinking about doing the speech impediment man impression contest.
All right, that went over great. We did that in Lucky John's a couple years
ago. Yeah, Honest John's was good. And I'm thinking maybe an all-female belch contest.
There you go. How about a red T-shirt contest?
Well, a lot of people have already seen my boob speech.
The girls are just jealous because your boobs are bigger than theirs.
And real.
That's what I like about you.
That's right. Well, we got the fest, and we're looking forward to it. You're going to be out there. I'm going to
be
out
there.
Got some bands, two nights of music this time around. We got some.
I'm flying in.
You'll get to perform with Dino Mike.
Try and get a hold of my buddy Gargoyle.
Yeah, we're working on it, buddy.
I need a bartender.
And a lap dance.
And a lap dance. And next time he's wearing a G-string, and I don't want to hear no.
You don't want no bitching? You're just going to be like, listen, bitch. You're my bitch. You're going to put this little red G-string on, and you're going to dance for me.
That's right.
See, this is why speech impediment man, this is why speech impediment man failed the homo test. All right, speech. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in today, buddy.
Okay, later.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
It's the Foo Fighters right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You can contact me online. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can also give me a call, 702-253-9333. I want to thank Speech Impediment Man for calling in. Yeah, we're gearing up for the fest. We're dusting off the camp and supplies, getting ready to do something we've never done out there before, and that is actually record a Rockin' Comedy Show. So we're kind of curious to see how it's going to turn out. But that's going to be happening June 1st and 2nd. So come on out to the fest if you've never done so before. It is a lot of fun. You can rock climb. Go to Big Bear right over the hill. It is a blast. It is a blast. I've been doing it since 1994, been promoting it, and if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't talk about it. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Hello.
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving. And I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Cap, you recently lost it.
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All rise. This honorable court is now in session.
Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Brian Regan, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
I just don't want to look stupid. You know the ultimate in looking like an idiot? It's when you walk into a spider web, right? Because nobody else sees that spider web. They just see you walking off in the distance, suddenly flipping out for no reason whatsoever. You're just walking along, everything's fine, all of a sudden, no! Ah! Did you see that guy? He just snapped. He was walking along and just went nuts through that tree. Look, he's still going. I don't know what happened to him. It's the same thing when a little bee starts chasing your hand. Nobody sees the bee. They just see you, you know, just trying to brush them. Oh. People off in the distance. Hey, is that guy waving to us? Hey, how you doing? No! Ah! I hate when I get off an elevator on the wrong floor. You ever do that? Then you gotta hop back on and face those people? I feel like I owe everybody in there an explanation. Like they're all going, hey, here's the big idiot getting back on. Doesn't know where the hell he is in life. And you step off for a second, then you hop back on. Oh. Thought that was the second floor. Looks just like the second floor. The same wallpaper and plant and everything. Everything's the same, except for that big number 5. You look at it quick, it's like a two. And I was looking at it quick, you know? Looking at it too quick, probably. What's that weird face people make to each other when they're waiting for an elevator and then other people walk up? Everybody looks at each other and does this with the face. The you're just throwing the eyebrows up there. Okay. There you go. It's like, I see ya, but I ain't got nothing to say to ya. That's about all the greeting I can muster for you right now. Hey, welcome to the area. Hey, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for doing that with your eyebrows. I've never felt so welcome. It's weird what people can do with their face. Have you ever been talking to somebody who's smoking? They don't want to blow the smoke at you. But you're talking with them, so they don't want to be rude and look away, so they pull like that weird rubber face move, you know? They, you know, they suck it in. I'm listening. And then the lips start moving over, you know. What are you, Popeye? What the hell was that? Smoke just came out of the back of your head. You're a volcano!
Your subtleties, they strangle me. I can't explain myself at all. And all the wants and all the needs, all I don't want to need at all. The walls start breathing, my mind's unweaving. Maybe it's best you leave me alone, away.
It's the All-American Rejects here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, as we rock the 44th floor. You can visit me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/CrazyJ13. We're closing in on Desert Fest, as I said, and we're very, very excited about it. So the next show you hear will probably be the one from Desert Fest. If you want more information about the fest, just email me, crazyj@comic.com. I can give you directions, answer any questions you might have, or you can visit me on MySpace and get your bulletins there as well. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. This is, once again, Weird Al.
My confession, just when I thought I'd said all I can say, I came up with more secrets to tell you today. These are my confessions, slipped my mind the last two times, silly me. So now I gotta give you part three of my confession. First I told you about the skank that I was cheating with, then I mentioned she's having my kids. That's not all, now I recall more, you see, so I'll give you part three of my
confession.
Now this gonna be thing I think I ever had to do. Gonna tell you everything I left out of parts one and two. Like, remember when I told you that I knew Pauly Shore? Pauly Shore, that's a lie, I don't know what I said that for. I borrowed your chapstick from you without asking, when I tried out your nose hair trimmer too. And by the way, your diamond ring is cubic zirconium. I killed your goldfish accidentally, just replaced it with another one. These are my confessions, just what I thought I said.
Confessions,
my mind the last two times,
silly me now.
Yes, I gotta give you part three of my
confession.
Oh, on your dog last time I had too much to drink. 11 times when I peed in your sink. Oh no, why? You know. And I should agree that belongs in part three of my
confession.
Forgive me, I'm still trying to figure out why you used your toothbrush to clean off the bathroom grout. Oh, and sometimes in private, really like to dress up like Shirley Temple and spank myself with a hockey stick. Hockey stick, my boss thinks I'm a jerk. Didn't get that raise. I haven't changed my underwear in 27 days. And when I'm kissing you, I fantasize you're a midget. I'm so sorry, Debbie. I mean, Bridget. These are my confessions. Just what I thought I said, all I can say. I got a few more secrets I'd like to convey. These are my confessions.
My mind.
The last
my
few mind. Times
silly
me.
How hard it is for me to tell you this, but you remember that shirt you got me for my birthday? Well, I returned it for store credit. That thing was hideous. What were you thinking? Oh, by the way, I wasn't really sick last week. I just didn't want to go to your stupid office picnic. Oh, and when I told you at breakfast we were all out of Rice Krispies, what I meant was there was only enough left for me. Sorry.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I thought of some more things that should scare you away. These are my confessions. Slipped my mind the last two times, silly me. I guess I gotta give you part three of my
confession.
Once I blew my nose and then I wiped it on your cat. And I lied, yes, that dress makes you look fat. Anyway, I shouldn't say anymore till I give you part four of my
confession.
I mean, I'm just getting started here. I'm not even halfway down the list. This thing could go on for...
Hey, where are you going? Honey? What? Was it something I said?
Women. It's the sound of a coveting man. The beating of a coveting heart. Listen to the sound it makes. It falls apart. It's the sound of a coveting man. It's the sound of a selfish man. Beating of a selfish heart. When he's feeling so lonely that he's afraid.
push you around. They're afraid to leave you, so they beat you down. The sound of a jealous man. It's the sound of a desperate man. Holding on in his final hour to anything that makes him feel he's still got the power. It's the sound of a broken man. So broken that it can't play the parts that it played for so long until he lost the heart. It's the sound of a broken man. It's the sound of a struggling man. For years he's been fighting so hard, but the biggest fight he fought was in own backyard. Sound of a struggling man. Sound of recovering man. Sound that's so full of doubts. Of all the years I just wrote myself out. It's the sound of recovered. Sound of a selfish. Sound of a jealous. Sound of a desperate. Sound of a broken, sound of a struggling man.
I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We are definitely rocking the 44th floor on this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up, my interview with Craig Shoemaker, the classic interview with Craig Shoemaker. If you haven't heard it, you're not going to want to miss it. If you've heard it, you're probably going to want to hear it again. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and this is the music of the Police. Definitely not the Rockin' Comedy Show remix for sure. Let's fix that for you. Here's the Uninvited.
John Glenn a dickhead.
From their CD, It's All Good, that's The Uninvited, and their song called Should Have Been an Astronaut. It's the Crazy J Show, the rockin' comedy show, that is. You can email me if you'd like. It's crazyj@comic.com, crazyj@comic.com. You can also call 702-253-9333. You can also find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. If you're not hearing something you want on this show and you haven't contacted me, I've given you three simple ways to do so. Do it now, won't you? We'll be back.
I've got a pop quiz for you. How well can you do? What's the last magazine you bought at the checkout line? What's the last book your kid checked out of the library? Who did your basketball team pick in the draft? Who did your kid pick to sit next to in lunch? Name a book on the bestseller list. Name a book in your kid's backpack. Who is president of the United States? Who is president of your kid's student council? Can you name three R&B artists? Can you name three artists your kid studied in school?
Know what really matters. When you know all about your kid's school, you know all about your kid. Not only will your relationship benefit, so will your kid. When kids have parents involved in their school, they have higher grades, better attendance, and more self-esteem. Visit www.pta.org to find 100 simple ways to get involved. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
One voice. It can get the point across, but it only carries so far. Add a voice. It's richer, louder, but that has limits too. Add a third voice. It's even more powerful. Add another, and another, and many, many more, and we are stronger than ever. That's the power of a community coalition. They help community groups, faith groups, civic organizations, PTAs, employers, and many others in your community organize their resources and focus them where they're needed most, like fighting to keep kids away from drugs. Ask a group that you belong to if they should belong to a community coalition. It's easy to get involved. Visit helpyourcommunity.org and they'll tell you exactly how your group can help. That's helpyourcommunity.org, because you get more
when we get together.
Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
A, B, C, G, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Ladies, greetings to yourself and to the others. And let me say that maybe when me and the boys are done playing tonight, we can talk for a little while. Tonight. but I'm not complaining. It's just that I have these dreams. I'm seeing the world and singing the songs and living for the moment. Cause tomorrow I may not feel like trying. I may not feel I want this anymore. And it's getting late and I'm wondering, where is now? Where are my chances? Waiting here a long, long time. Watching this letter, watching it walking out again. Who am I watching go by? Watching go by.
No. This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
My life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now? Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you farty pants, but you always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that slurpy machine. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. You're half undressed, eating chips off your chest, while you're playing Halo. No one's classier than you. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Loser. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. You don't. Play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom when you're 42. Guess you'll never grow up blue. Well, it just sucks to be you.
Yeah, Weird Al right there, unreleased with Your Pitiful. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy J. Right now, something many of you have longed to hear, and I thought it was long lost forever, but it is here in my possession. It is from August 28th of 1999. I got the privilege to go backstage of the Hermosa Beach Music and Comedy Club and do an interview with Craig Shoemaker. Now, this is just a small internet radio show, and at the time, I just had small equipment to go out and do on-the-spot kind of recordings and things like that. That is one thing that fired off Craig Shoemaker, was the fact I had this small, recordable device and one microphone, which, you know, when you're interviewing back and forth, you don't need a whole lot of stuff. It is just for the internet, and lots of things happen in this interview. This is not, however, how it aired on the show. I did remove all of the comedy clips of Craig Shoemaker because I refuse to promote his stand-up comedy now. So this is strictly just the interview with me and Craig Shoemaker from August 28th, 1999.
Of the Magic and Comedy Club of Hermosa Beach. He's a very funny guy. He's the 1997 Male Comedian of the Year. He has a hit comedy CD out called Meet the Love Master. A new CD out called Son of the Love Master. He's even got a little movie out about being the Love Master. You can see him regularly on Hollywood Squares, and I promise you his appearance on my show tonight will probably be longer than his co-hosting career on the Magic Johnson Show. Please welcome a very funny man to the show, Craig Shoemaker.
Thanks for bringing up the Magic Hour. I'm trying to have that erased from my resume by the Kennedy assassination people. I'm really glad you brought up that big moment in my life.
Craig, you are bad.
That was my Magic Johnson impression.
Now, let me ask you, how did it feel to be voted the best 1997 male comedian of the year?
Well, actually, it's meant zero to my career. I campaigned for it, but it's meant absolutely nothing. All it does really is heighten the resentment of other comics. It's because they all know about the award. They're going, Shoemaker got it, no way. But, I mean, the good thing is that I think your microphone, did it come out? I want your listening audience to know this is a real high-tech thing here. This is like one step above, like, two cups and a string. All right, now...
I can do magic. Oh, you are bad. I'm not going to go on your show.
So, no, anyway, the Comedian of the Year, what it did mean was, you know, the previous winners were Jeff Foxworthy, Ellen DeGeneres, and Jerry Seinfeld, which means I guess I'll have a sitcom about a gay redneck and a show about nothing.
Now, most comics get some really big breaks down the road, like going on Johnny Carson and things like that. Did you ever do Carson, or did you just do Magic Johnson?
I didn't do any of them. I just want that to be known right now. I did Merv. But anyway, no. Erase. So, no, I was never on Johnny Carson, and which I kind of do regret that about my career. I would have loved to have had the okay sign from Johnny Carson. It's not the same with Jay Leno going, yeah, that was really good stuff.
Yeah, you should have capped that joke with a little political reference.
Now, I did mention it briefly, and you've kind of said you wanted to forget about it, but what went wrong with Magic Johnson? Did he just not like you?
I don't think it had anything to do with him. I think the producers, I mean, when you have introductions like, here's a guy nobody would shower with, you know, it wasn't a real good setup for comedy. Here he is, only a father could love. And then I come out bounding onto the stage going, I feel like the village idiot right now. And then I would sit next to him, I'd tell a joke about a celebrity, and he goes, oh, no, Craig. They're not going to come on the show. And I'm sitting there thinking, that ain't the reason. Maybe you could pronounce the movie they're starring in. They had to cancel Ben Affleck because he couldn't handle Armageddon. He was backstage going, Armageddon, oh, no. I'm going to get out of here. So, you know, they had to, like, spell it out phonetically on the cue card. With all these dashes and dots, Armageddon. Looked like Morse code. It's just trying to pronounce this thing. So they cancel half the guests. Forget Maria Conchita Alonso. Off the show.
Oh, Maria, forget it.
You have just released your second CD called Son of the Love Master. I can't find it, so it must not be doing too hot. No, I'm just kidding.
You're a real up guy.
Can't find it. You got fired from Magic. Your father left you when you were three. Anything else you want to bring up from my life? You know...
You can find it on my website, Sparky. No, you can go to craigshoemaker.com. That's what you do.
Yeah, .com.
It's available there. So is the movie. And also you can call 1-877-2-FUNNIES. Now, I want all the people that are listening to this to call and buy my CD or my movie to mention your name, and I'll give them a quarter off.
All six of them. We're, of course, promoting the new album. I've talked to some comedians who have been on the show, and they like being on the road, but they don't like doing excessive, you know, tour dates. Is that the same with you? Do you like being home more than on the road?
It depends how my wife is treating me that week. My wife, she gave me hell this morning for golfing at 5 a.m. So, you know, today I wish I was in Birmingham. But no, it does get exhausting, and that's why I like playing in town here at the Comedy Magic Club at Hermosa Beach. And Brea Improv and the Irvine Improv and the Improv of Melrose. I love those places, plus the owner sitting right here in the room with us.
Now, is there hopes for a Craig Shoemaker sitcom? Is the world ready for it? Probably. I would watch it. I'd probably be the only one.
Well, I'm glad you would be. I was looking forward to this interview. I think I'd rather be on Howard Stern right now, being abused.
That was
and, and, and he has, What? Stern loves me. What?
I know, but I heard your last appearance wasn't that hot. Like, I heard that.
Another thing that wasn't that hot. Where the hell did you come from? My appearance, you're talking about the Hollywood Squares appearance?
Yes, that's
no, I was faking that I wasn't having a good time. It's called acting, Skippy. I was faking, and that's why the show was funny. It's on again tonight. As a matter of fact, it's on in half an hour on E. It's their number one show they've ever had, so certainly it worked out. I didn't know that I thought I was going to be the only guest that day, and then they said, you're going to be in Hollywood Squares. Which I was not prepared for. You know, I used to do the regular Hollywood Squares. I'm sitting next to, like, Garth Brooks, and now in masking tape on the desk next to me says Craig Shoemaker, retard Gary, crackhead Bob, KKK guy, angry black man. That's a big difference. This guy's, like, having a Tourette attack next to me and then coughing on me. He's got two teeth in his entire body. And that's when I go from Garth Brooks to this guy. I go, it was unbelievable. So if you say that was bad for my career, then I guess you're right. I should have known, though, I didn't have a limousine that day. They sent a little yellow bus for me. I should have known that something was up. Oh, you did see it? Oh, and you still think it sucked?
No, I said I heard that you didn't, you know.
You heard that it sucked?
I didn't hear it sucked.
Have your own opinion, for God's sakes. You have this big show with six people listening. Have your own opinion. If you think it was good. You don't listen to other people.
I didn't hear it sucked. Hopefully the next questions will be positive ones. What advice can you give young people trying out to be a comedian?
Make sure you choose the shows that you do carefully. If some guy from radio says, hey, look, I got a show for you to do, you have to pick it carefully. I tried screening you through my manager who's sitting here. I tried everything. I said, call this one. I thought somebody would get rid of you, and now here you are. Now, do you see why I said get rid of him? Do you understand now? I said, you got to screen this guy. I go, you got to screen these people. Everybody claims they have a radio show. I got a radio show. It's called The Jay Show. And he comes in here with a microphone. Now, do you see what I'm talking about? He's got a reel-to-reel with a microphone. One mic. Hold it. Back to you.
Hey, my show's heard in Kmart, so it's got a big listening audience.
In Kmart?
Yeah. You know, Blue Light Special and stuff. So here comes my Barbara Walters question. Not that I'm Barbara Walters or a cross-dresser, because I know that's probably how you're going to twist it. No, but where do you see your... After all the questions, I don't know if I should even ask this one. Oh, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Probably opening for you. That's what I'm going to be doing. That's the sad thing about this industry. People that have 5 minutes of material, I'm up here doing hours, a comedian of the year, and they get a sitcom. Whoa, he told a joke, and he's 20. And you have that. You have the whole little fetus thing going for you, the young guy. So I'm sure that I'll be on your sitcom. I'll be kissing your ass, putting a microphone in your face. I have no idea where I'm going to be. I just, you know, I show up for the shows, and I do my little skit. And if people laugh, hopefully they're the right people. But they're all the right people. See, if you make people laugh, it could be one at a time or... played 70,000 people last year in Florida and at once, and, you know, they're all good, everything. If people are laughing, it's good. But apparently network people don't laugh as much.
Yeah, a line that you use...
Cut out the gaps when I pass the microphone.
Well, of course
you
I am.
You get your little, like, a razor blade out.
Yeah, I'm going to sit in there in the dark little basement of my studio and just slice with the razor. And
make my career backstage with Craig Shoemaker. Passing me the microphone. You're going to cut out all the comments, too, aren't you?
Of course not.
I can't have that.
That's the best part. I just have one tape of people just insulting me, and that's all. That's all I use. Well, now see, I've lost my spot. My place. I had a great question.
How about some spontaneity, Jay?
There we
How
go.
A little improv.
All right, I got
it.
I'm back. Here we go. I got my question. You say a line at the end of your act.
This is as bad as a Leno interview, for God's sakes. When he's thinking of the joke next, and he's looking at his cards. He at least has 3x5 cards.
There's no cameras here.
I know.
So it doesn't matter if I'm looking at a card.
Let me see the paper. Oh, it says here you love to tame lions. Oh, I think they tame themselves. Go ahead.
I'm trying.
How about I just read it? How about I read it and then what
how about
did you for?
That'll be good, and I'll add my parts later. No, you say a line at the end of your act that I heard for the first time at the Brea Improv, and I kind of like it, so maybe you can use it to end this interview on a positive note. it's about your line about, you know, people who, when they get a certain age, they just stop. They think they can't be funny anymore, and they shouldn't laugh at stuff and
yeah.
and things like that. I think that's just like the greatest line I've ever heard. So,
oh, good.
Could you share it? I'll pass the mic.
Well, what I said was that the laughter is great medicine, and I think that people hit a certain age in their life, they think, you know, hey, I have to be responsible now, which they think means that I can't have a good time, and I think that people should have a good time till their dying breath. I think they should be laughing. Like when I have that oxygen, I'm in an oxygen tent, I want my last breath to go, you know, just go, I'm going to be playing, you know, Shecky Green records. Record, that's it. That's a big black vinyl thing. I think that Norman Cousins cured himself of cancer through laughter, and so which makes comedians, we're the doctors of the world, trying to heal the world. And then my favorite thing is when people come up and they say, they always tell me where their pain is, like in their cheeks or their stomach. That's a couple, some people that's the new thing that after the shows they identify where their pain is. Man, my shoulders are killing me from laughing. And then that's a good thing. I say, well, that's good. You just released what you needed to release for that day. So it makes me feel better about myself and also better about not having a sitcom yet.
Well, that was Craig Shoemaker. He was our guest here on the Crazy J Show, and it's been a pleasure. Sorry to bring up some horrible things from your past.
I just want to know who named you Crazy J. Oh, you're a wackadoodle. I mean, boy, were you like sitting here going, what's my name? Oh, call me Crazy J. Now I'll tune in. You waxter.
All right, so there it is from August 28th, 1999, my interview with Craig Shoemaker. As you can hear, there's a couple of spots in there where I was really getting under his skin. And after I did the interview, I had learned so much, like him being banned from The Tonight Show. Had I known that going into the interview, anytime he made a Tonight Show reference, I would have said, what do you know about The Tonight Show? You're not allowed to go on. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you because it was long lost and now it's been refound, my interview with Craig Shoemaker. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Yeah, Mama. My first 5 years, I'll learn a lot.
How to walk, talk, brush my teeth. But for food, I'm pretty much counting on you.
I don't know what's good for me.
I can't use the stove, drive to the store. It's up to you.
So if you need help, there's WIC.
WIC. Women, Infants, Children.
They'll tell you what's good for me, even provide food. Because what I eat my first 5 years will affect me the rest of my life.
Love always, your child.
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. For women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO.
P.S. It doesn't cost anything.
Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by
Hey, everyone. Great to be back. Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Drive safely, folks.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition.
Now, did you hear about the architect and the electrician? Together, they're building a brighter community. Yeah, these are the jokes.
The architect's firm and the electrician's company contacted their community coalition to see how they could use their special skills to make their town a better place. And this is what happens when groups get together. We get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. See what your group can do. Contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thank you.
Anytime I need to see a picture, this closes my eyes. And I am taken to a battery of crystal mind. A magenta feeling, take a chapter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human kind of all that I need to, I want to. Well, come and stand a little bit closer. Breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. A deep commitment, getting comfy, getting perfect is what I live for. But I look and then I smell a perfume. It's like I'm down on the floor and I don't know what I'm in for. Composition is a time and place in the interaction of a lover and a nip at the time I'm talking. Using symbols, using what's gonna be like into a deep sea dive. I'm always swimming with the raincoat. Well, come stand a little bit closer, breathe in and get a bit higher. You never know what hit you when I get to you.
Because he spoke through nearly the entire song, right? In fact, Neil Diamond was known as the great storyteller of rock and roll. The great storyteller of rock and roll, huh? Makes him sound like a third grade teacher or something. Have you ever heard the story about a man who dreamed about being a cat in a hat? And then became one. Well, except for the names and a few of the places, if you talk about me, my story's the same one. But I've got an emptiness deep inside and I tried. But how could you, would you know? On a box with a fox and a boat with a goat, I've never cared for the sound of eating alone. I am Sam. Sam, I am. And I want you to eat those green eggs and ham. I'm Sam, I cry. I'm Sam, said I. And you would
like them if you'd give them a try. You'd eat the anywhere.
Neil Diamond, yeah!
He is the rock and roll comic by the name of Mark Eddy. It's the Rock and Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Email me, won't ya? It's crazyj@comic.com. You can make a request to comment about the show. You can also go to myspace.com/crazyj13. You can find me there. You can request to be my friend if you've not done so already. If you are my friend, drop me a line. I want to hear from you. You can also call 702-253-9333. That's 702-253-9333.
Mother, it is 2:33 on Monday afternoon. I was just calling to see how you were doing. You sounded really uptight last night. It made me a little nervous, it made me nervous, but it sounded like you were nervous too. I just want to make sure you are really okay, and I wanted to see if you were checking in on your medication too. You know I love you, and I'm sorry. Take care, honey. I know you're under a lot of pressure. See ya. Bye bye.
I have to block out thoughts of you so I don't lose my head. They crawl in like a cockroach, leaving babies in my bed. Dropping little reels of tape to remind me that I'm alone. Playing movies in my head that make a porno feel like home. There's a burning in my pride, a nervous bleeding in my brain. An ounce of peace is all I want for you. Will you never call again? And will you never say that you love me just to put it in my face? And will you never try to reach me? It is I that wanted space.
Hate me today.
It's one accomplishment that you helped me with. The one thing that always tore us apart is the one thing I won't touch again. In my sick way, I want to thank you for holding my head up late at night. While I was busy waging wars on myself, you were trying to stop the fight. You never doubted my warped opinions on things like suicidal hate. You made me compliment myself when it was way too hard to take. So I'll drive so fucking far away that I never cross your mind. And do whatever it takes in your heart to leave me behind.
Hate me today.
Sidewalk, I say bye to you.
today. Hate me tomorrow. Hate me for all the things I didn't do for you. Hate me in ways. Yeah, ways hard to swallow. Hate me so you can finally see what's good for you.
Zero Fingers here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Lady is a Tramp. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Joanne Woodward. Ever notice how many things in life happen in a circle? The seasons, revolving credit, hula hoops, the spinning of the circle we call Earth, and recycling. Together, we've already made a difference. Sorting glass, plastic, separating cans, stacking newspapers. Now there are lots of products made from things we've already recycled. A paperclip, in a more daring life, a 56 convertible, a cereal box, once your Sunday paper. It all goes back to the circle. It starts when we recycle trash at home and at work. It's completed when we buy products made from recycled materials. How do you know the difference? Check the label for something called post-consumer recycled content. Then buy the highest percentage of it you can find. You'll save a tree, you'll save energy, and in your own way, you'll help save the world. Complete the circle.
For your free Buy Recycled shopping guide, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs and she was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me.
Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me, that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Steve McGrew, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show, and I'm doing a crazy DJ voice.
We're always out of toilet paper at my house, man. I don't know what the hell you ladies do with toilet paper, but it ain't natural. Men can have the same roll of toilet paper for 12 goddamn years in a hunting lodge, can't we, boys? My wife, I don't know what she... I don't know what she does in there, because I'm not allowed in there. Even if I'm in the bathroom first, brushing my teeth, get out, I gotta pee. I was here first, don't start a fight. Shut up, I'm getting out. They don't want you to know what they do in there. Women don't even want you to know that they, you know, poop. Guys don't give a shit, we'll stand up with company. I gotta go, hand me that newspaper, I'll be right back, y'all. Women just sort of disappear. Just where the fuck does she go? And I know she's in there taking a poop because the door's closed and the dogs are sniffing the crack of the door. And I know she's in there, so I just walk by and go, I know what you're doing in there. Shut up. One day she forgot to lock the door. I didn't know she was in there. I just walked in. God damn, pants around her ankles and a wad of toilet paper. That goddamn big. It looked like she had her fist jabbed in a hornet's nest. I didn't want to get any on my hand. You couldn't get any on your fucking elbow with that. Always out of toilet paper. And she goes to Sam's Club for toilet paper. God. Y'all ever go to Sam's Club? They don't give you a cart. They give you a flatbed, don't they? Baby, don't we need a 55-gallon can of mayonnaise? It's all in bulk. She buys toilet paper, like 18 rolls for a nickel, some shit like that. I tell you, you people, you're never too poor for good toilet paper. That's a law. Never. I would eat Top Ramen noodles if I could wipe with the fluffy stuff. This toilet paper she bought was so bad, it still had bark in it. There was brown spots already on my toilet paper. How am I supposed to know when I'm done? She's always bitching. Why is there always stains in your underwear? Why? Because I don't know when I'm done. That's why. You're lucky there's not blood in my underwear from the sandpaper that you buy. Then we both could be soaking panties in the sink. There's a discovery you find after you're married, isn't it, boys? You don't see that while you're dating, do you? Come in one morning and look like somebody's been murdered in your bathroom. Somebody's been killed in here. They tried to clean up. I had never seen it before. I freaked. I know it's stupid, but I freaked. Baby, you all right? Oh, I'm fine. Those are my period panties. Period panties. You plan on using these again? Oh, you cheap bitch. Sam Club had 18 pair for $4. Throw them away. You're never going to see underwear in my seat. Yeah, that's my beer underwear. I'm soaking the yellow out of those. I pissed in my pants at the Rockies game. I started, wasn't ready, didn't have an extra pair with me.
Thank you.
That's Metallica here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Wherever I May Roam. We're going to end this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show a little early. We're going to end it an hour early, actually. There's just not a lot going on with this show. Coming up on the next Rockin' Comedy Show, we will be out at the Desert Fest. That's right. So we'll be back in a couple of weeks. I know we just got back and you've only heard a couple of new shows. But it's summertime, so they do come here and there just because of the heat. I have to deal with the heat. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I would like to leave this show with a song requested by April, Nick, Tanya, and Tim, who wanted to hear this one by Jeff Buckley. And just because of the mood of the song, I had to put it at the end. So here you go, guys. Thanks for requesting it. Remember, you can make a request anytime by going to my MySpace page, myspace.com/crazyj13, or by emailing me, crazyj@comic.com. Here's Jeff Buckley.
To her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.